President Biden has already taken executive action on the pandemic, the economy, and immigration. But how will the new administration handle big tech? That's the question Elizabeth Dwoskin has been looking into. She's a Silicon Valley correspondent for The Washington Post. Hey, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Tanya.
Okay, so as we know, Joe Biden was vice president for 8 years during the Obama administration. And that's when many of today's tech giants actually saw their greatest growth and accumulation of power. How is Biden's stance on tech different now than it was back then?
Absolutely. And Tanya, remember that Biden was vice president during the administration that effectively allowed Facebook to merge with WhatsApp and Instagram. This was the administration that declined to pursue an antitrust case against Google. Now, there are antitrust cases against Facebook and Google that were launched during the Trump administration. Even before the Capitol riots, I thought it was going to be a sea change for big tech. Now that Democrats have won both houses of Congress and the Capitol insurrection has taken place, which was largely organized on social media platforms, I couldn't imagine a more intense climate for and a more friendly climate for calling for regulating these massive tech giants, which have essentially in the last decade become the largest companies in the world.
Mm-hmm. I want to get more specific, but you mentioned these antitrust lawsuits against Google and Facebook that the Trump administration took on. Is the Biden administration expected to keep those going?
Yes. As one of my best sources on this topic said, the train has left the station. You know, Biden specifically has been on the record himself being very critical of Silicon Valley and basically pleading with Facebook in June to stop Trump from publishing what he said were wild claims, to do more fact-checking, to crack down on misinformation. So I think, you know, Biden really personally in some ways has it out for Facebook right now. And no one expects that case to let up. And, you know, if you compare it to the Microsoft case, which lasted 10 years and several presidential administrations, I think Facebook is scrambling right now and they're viewing it in that same way.
Let's talk about some other issues. What about Section 230? This is the longstanding law that shields internet companies from liability for content posted by users. Conservatives have called for it to be repealed. Are we any closer to that happening?
And not just conservatives. Biden himself has said that the law should be scrapped. And people in his inner orbit have also said that publicly. But then it comes to the question of, okay, the Democrats and the left in this country, they want social media to be regulated on issues like hate speech and misinformation. And the right is very concerned with political bias, which given the First Amendment that exists in the United States, it would be very hard, almost impossible to get tech companies to regulate political speech. But there are some precedents for regulating forms of hate speech. And so you can see in some world where tech companies are really held to account when people are inciting violence on their platforms by law. You know, we can look at what's going on in other countries and say maybe there are some other ways that we can regulate tech that isn't going to, you know, shut down the industry as we know it. However, I will add there that, and this is important, that Facebook is a massive company. Google is a massive company. And what we've seen, even with privacy laws, big companies that are very well financed are able to withstand regulation and shape regulation. They've spent tens of million dollars in lobbying already. But then you have smaller companies that are protected by Section 230, the eBays, the Yelps of the world. And those companies aren't necessarily going to have the money to fend off all the lawsuits that would inevitably come their way and can't necessarily afford to fight back.
Oh, this is really interesting and actually very important to parse out as we have this discussion. How has Silicon Valley more broadly been preparing for what could be more regulation?
Everyone is trying to read the tea leaves based on who Biden hires, based on what other priorities are happening in Washington. I think everyone recognizes that the biggest priority for the country is the COVID-19 crisis. And if there's any major priority, the most major priority in tech might actually be cybersecurity, because there was this enormous hack which came in the midst of all this other news. But, you know, Biden has already said he's going to appoint a cybersecurity czar, and we'll pay attention to that issue. I think on the issues around white nationalism and terrorism as a result of the Capitol riots, well, that's one area that tech tends to take its cues from Washington and take the example of ISIS. when federal agencies and law enforcement got very serious about ISIS, they created these historic partnerships where they were sending materials and really holding the tech companies' hands and saying, we're looking for this crap on your platforms. Help us find it. And the tech companies had a template to do that. And then they went with it. They got permission from the government. They didn't lead. Mm-hmm. They didn't go after ISIS on their own. They were told to. So we've never mm-hmm. had a model like that for domestic terrorism. And so if the U.S. government gets more serious about those issues, they may create some kind of partnership that gives the tech companies both a template and cover to start going after extremism on their platforms in a way that they haven't so far and would really test some of the commitments they've made to free speech.
Elizabeth Jawaskin is Silicon Valley correspondent for The Washington Post. Elizabeth, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.